This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Jono, I am delighted to introduce to the show this morning, all the way from New South Wales, Lenny from Rumour. Good morning to you, Lenny, and welcome to Joy.
Hi, how are you going? Thanks for having me.
So wonderful to have you on there. It's been a couple of weeks trying to get you in the studio with us. How is New South Wales this morning?
Very rainy. It's pretty miserable, actually. It's been so cold. But yeah, you know, trying to stay positive in here. It's all going good. Hopefully all this COVID stuff's over soon. So.
Oh, that's cool. And what's it been like for you during the lockdown? And we always ask that to our artists, making sure that we understand. You know, you guys have had a creative, period where you've been cooped up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we've been in lockdown for like 4 months. But funnily enough, this last song, Running Away, that we've just released, where we actually made over the internet in lockdown, which is actually pretty good, and we're pretty happy about how it turned out, considering we were never together until it was out, actually.
So how did you actually manage to pull the song together then? Were you in the same place recording, or did you record bits and then try and send it to each other to listen to?
Yeah, so I would make a rough beat instrumental, like an idea of a beat, and I'd send it to Mitch, and then he would write like a top line, which is just like the chorus or just like the main body of the song, send it back to me, and then I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then we would go into like a Zoom chat. It's called Discord. It works like Zoom, and then we can work on the song together. And then when we're happy with the product, he'll record final vocals, send it to me, and I'll mix it together and make it finished.
Amazing. Hey, Lenny, it's Jono here. With all of that said, though, with things getting back to normal, how excited are you to perform live again?
Super excited. I can't wait to get back on the stage. I mean, like, we've never performed together as a duo. It's going to be our first tour run. We've booked about 12 shows from December.
How exciting.
So we can't wait to finally have everything open and have people enjoying clubs and festivals again. So it should be really, really cool.
Hey, that's pretty cool that, like, you've never performed as a duo. So, I mean, you guys have got some rehearsing to do then, right?
I mean, it's pretty, like, I've been performing for 10 years with Justice Crew, so I'm pretty, like, I can adapt on the spot, and we've performed, like, here and there in, like, small radio stations and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think we should be pretty confident on the stage. I mean, he's on vocals, we're both DJing, but I'm pretty confident with, like, DJing anyway, so, yeah, we'll just see how it goes, you know, YOLO.
Yeah. So tell us about this new track that's just been released. What was the kind of inspo behind it, and how did you get to where it's ended?
Yeah, so this song, Running Away, is basically about Mitch's journey. He was trying to pursue his passion as an artist and a musician, but he was surrounded by a lot of negative advice and people telling him that he couldn't do it. So he kept running away from pursuing what his heart wanted. So he kept going with his mind. Kind of thing. So that's basically what the song's about. Running away from your dream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's all, has it all been released on all streaming services and all of that kind of stuff? We can all listen to it.
So you can find it everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, mainly Spotify.
Yeah.
It's out there, yeah.
Can I just ask you a quick question? Lenny, we were talking about you performing just then. So it's two DJs doing the vocals and playing with the decks. Is it just the two of you on stage? Have you got any singers or backing dancers? Is it just going to be and Mitch?
It's just me and Mitch, yeah. So he'll be doing a lot of the main lead vocal, and I'll be like the hype man, and, you know, like, we'll be playing with the crowd. Like, if you can imagine going to a giant karaoke party where everyone's just singing and dancing and vibing out, that's kind of our goal as a result.
Oh, Johnny, can you imagine just going back to a gig and hanging out with the crowds and jumping up and down and watching the DJs doing their thing? Oh, my goodness. What was that like?
And the light and the CO2 cannons. Wow.
Are you going to go, Paulie?
I was going to say, do you reckon you'll make it down to Melbourne, Lenny?
Yes, we're actually doing the first one down in Melbourne.
Ah, you should pop in and say hello to us.
Mid-December. And I'm actually going to relocate to Melbourne.
We got another one.
So I can hang out there all the time.
Awesome. We'd love to have you in the studios. Well, let's keep in contact after this, and then we'll get you in here to come and do some bits and pieces with us.
Yeah, of course. That'd be cool.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.